everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for March 25th through 31st, 2024. So, as you may or may not know, the big news today is that we had a lunar eclipse in Libra. So this is something that we've been building up over the last, at least last month. That's the thing about eclipses, and I've spoken about this a bit at length. I even did a webinar last week. Hopefully you join me for that. You can still get the 2.5 hour replay. It's all about eclipses and the importance of eclipses. But, you know, the thing about eclipses is that they really show us that time is not linear. And so even though we had an eclipse today, in a way, we've been feeling it over the last month. We had a preview of the eclipse back in January, and this eclipse threads its way back to the solar eclipse that we had on October 14th. So they're sort of connected, part of a greater story. So if you're watching live, do say hello. How are you doing? How are you feeling the eclipse energy? Sometimes there's a sense of anticipation in the air. Sometimes there's a sense that things are moving quickly. Eclipses can be very provocative. Certainly, lunar eclipses can be very provocative. I know it was the eclipse, I don't know if you saw it, but it was quite early in the morning, at least here in the United States. But we go into a week that in a way acts like a portal. It's not a word I use, I'm always like, oh, portal this and that. It's because we're at this intersection of time and space. There is an overlap, there is a bend, there is a space that has been opened because eclipses, they punctuate time. And because they punctuate time, there's a sense of things are now coming in and out of our lives. But that's the thing, maybe we saw that already happen. I know it sort of goes against our linear thinking, but maybe we already saw something come in and out of our lives in May, or not May, geez, where's my brain, in March, or earlier March, or maybe even February. And we are just 2 weeks now from a solar eclipse. This will be the same one that is visible in the United States. It's going to be a total solar eclipse. So we are in this space that is between the eclipses. And it's for you always to pay attention. What is the story? What is the storyline? Who is coming in and out of your life? Something that I've spoken about certainly in my webinar is that, our star can rise and fall under eclipse energy. And that's not to say that because we need to be, afraid or anxious, but I used a couple examples in my webinar, and I used one of the example last week, how, Robert Downey Jr., and this is his birthday is April 4th or 5th, I can't remember, 1965, I think it's April 4th, 1965. And here's an example of somebody who became an Oscar winner where the star rose. And then I also noticed is that last week the Prime Minister of Ireland stepped down suddenly. So that's somebody's star falling. It's not to judge or it's just to observe who is in the news right now. And maybe if just to kind of keep it at a personal level, what's the story going on in your life? Aries energy is typically the energy about taking action, moving forward. It's a new season. It's a fire sign. But we've presently got, 4 planets in Pisces. And if you're new to astrology, that is a lot of planets in Pisces. So because the ruler, this is a little bit of a technical point, but it's an important point. You want to know astrology, study the rulers. Ruler is just like the boss of the sign. So the boss of Aries is Mars, always is Mars. It's part of a classical system that goes back to antiquity. But it's not, Mars seems like Aries, so it must rule Aries. No, it's actually, it's a system that almost moves things like engineering. So if you want to learn astrology, learn the rulers, because that's going to really give you the deeper story behind what's happening. So yes, we just had an eclipse in Libra, But where's the ruler of Libra? It's Venus. Venus happens to be one of the four planets that are in Pisces right now. So the energy of the eclipse isn't just spotlighting Libra. And even if you're scratching your head, you're like, Katie, I'm not a Libra. How is this relevant to me? Because you are all 12 signs. It's something that I periodically say, and maybe it's a little bit of a sidebar for a moment. You know, part of my work is to reframe astrology for you all, because we have a lot of cultural understanding of astrology. Some of that cultural understanding is within the last 50 years, certainly within the last 100 years. A lot of our understanding of astrology also goes back to a lot of our social conditioning around astrology going back hundreds of years. Astrology is at least 5,000 years old, but the thing is that while the system is the system, it'll always be the system, you know, who we are individually and collectively in 2024, cynical as you may be, is very different than 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. So astrology needs to, in a way, not update. The system doesn't change. The consciousness changes. Anyway, sidebar. So back to the eclipses, this is where the system doesn't change. The ruler of Libra will always be Venus. And so right now the energy of the eclipses is pointing over to Pisces. Somewhere in your astrology, even if you're like, I'm not a Pisces, how is this relevant to me? Because somewhere Pisces is receiving the energy in your own personal astrology. Pisces may be a career sign. It may be a sign that's about relationships or health and wellness. It may be a money sign. It depends. And when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, you'll get a little bit of an understanding of what I mean. So we don't just have to look at where Libra falls into your astrology. We also have to look at where Pisces, because it's not just Venus in Pisces, Mars is in Pisces. And when we have the eclipse in 2 weeks on April 8th, the energy of that Aries solar eclipse will bring us back to Pisces. Here's the thing about Aries and Pisces. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. They are two signs side by side, but they represent, symbolically, metaphorically speaking, the last breath of life, Pisces, and the first breath of life, Aries. The end of a cycle, the end of a day, an end of a life, and the beginning of something, the beginning of a cycle, beginning of a life. So I'm saying that that's not literal, it's not literal in your life, although you can really, if you want to sit with the energy of Aries and Pisces, you know, breathe in, hold, and really sort of sit in that space between the breath, and then breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Because that really shows this, these two different worlds and these two different states that are side by side. Getting a little deep on you, but Pisces is a very deep sign. And as I said, the eclipses, plural, not just the eclipse today, but the eclipse on April 8th, will pull the energy over to Pisces. It'll pull the energy over to a sign that's about endings. I realize that's a word that might be, oh no, endings. But everything needs to come to an end. It's part of the natural cycle. And that may provoke a lot of complicated emotions. You know, do we feel grief? Do we feel wistfulness? Are we ready to transition? We're ready to say goodbye to something, even if it's something tiny. And so we are existing into April in these two spaces that are side by side. And Pisces also brings us to the end of our, you know, the physical. Pisces is a non-physical sign. What do I mean by that? Well, Pisces is a water sign. Water, especially water, the water of Pisces, it takes us out of our what we can touch, what we can rationalize, what we can analyze, and it takes us into something subtle, intuitive, feeling. It's not the water, my feelings, my emotions. Water is a very emotional sign, a very intuitive sign, and a sign or an element that helps us to create emotional bonds. But now when we get to Pisces, it's the cosmic ocean, it's the cosmic water, it's something that's vast. It's Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. My joke is that Aquarius is not the last sign of the zodiac. Pisces is, meaning Aquarius, intellect, rationality, is not the finality of our journey in the zodiac. It's Pisces. So in addition to Venus and Mars in Pisces during eclipse season, except Venus will go into Aries on April 1st, we'll talk about that next week, we also have Saturn in Pisces. And by now, maybe you know how much I love Saturn. And Saturn is this planet that really talks about the bigger strokes of our life. It talks about time. It talks about building something, constructing, learning lessons, karma, cause and effect, needing to take a step up, needing to take responsibility. So there's an element, in addition to all of this, we have Saturn playing a big big role in these eclipses, because at least at the time of the lunar eclipse, although the exact aspect was last week, we have the Venus and Saturn side by side in Pisces. Then on April 8th, we will have Mars and Saturn side by side in Pisces. The Mars-Saturn conjunction is April 14th. So there's something about this time that, number one, it creates a sense of liminality. There's a sense of in between, things are coming in and out of our lives. There is a portal, there is a gateway. Number two, we're really straddling these two very different signs, Aries and Pisces. The ending and the beginning, the letting go and the emotions and the past and memories, and then awakening and the sense of renewal and new beginnings with Aries. And then we have the Saturn energy. And in a way, these eclipses press upon a bigger story that will be with us 2023, 2024, and 2025, and the first couple of months of 2026, because that's the duration that Saturn's in Pisces, except for, I believe, the summer of 2025, or winter, if you're down in the Southern Hemisphere, you're part of my Tuesday club, because it's already Tuesday right now. But anyway, so we have a lot of rich material that's being activated with this eclipse. And so it's for you to see where you feel that tension. Where do you feel that you are in between chapters, you're in between lives, you're in between worlds, and you're preparing for something new. And that's sort of the irony about these eclipses, that in order to move forward, Aries, new moon, Aries solar eclipse, we need to leave something behind. It could be an emotion. It could be an acceptance. And acceptance is actually a really powerful energy. And how do we bring the energy of acceptance so that we can transition from Pisces to Aries, symbolically speaking, with these eclipses? So again, if you're watching live, how are you doing? How are you feeling these eclipses? What is going on in your life? You're like, nothing's happening. Fantastic. Great. Keep it going. Even if you're not watching live, do say hello. Kind of went in before reintroducing myself. My name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you hear me say it every week. The astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. And with that in mind, your emotions are your emotions. Your story, your history is your story, your history. Astrology is just time, the energy of time, and the framework of time. Nevertheless, this is the period in which we make a pivot. That's what eclipses do. The other thing about these eclipses is that they highlight the signs of Aries and Libra. Libra lunar eclipse today, March 25th, and then also the Aries solar eclipse on April 8th. Libra and Aries, these are the relational axis of astrology. When I say axis, there's 12 signs of the zodiac, and then they each form a pair. One is on one side, the other's on the other. They oppose each other. It's not opposition as in opposition. They form two halves of a whole. Aries, although we don't have the Aries eclipse until 2 weeks from now, Aries is the I, is the individual. As the first sign of the zodiac, it brings us into a new phase, a new life, a new chapter. Aries as the I needs the us, it needs the we of Libra. Now, these are two cardinal signs. The other two cardinal signs are Capricorn and Cancer. And the cardinal signs, they align with the four seasons, the four directions. So at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun went into Aries on March 19th, very late. And the sun went into, started a new season, started spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Sun going into Cancer, usually around June 21st. That's the start of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. So cardinal signs, they do align with the four seasons, but they also symbolically represent the four directions of our life. And it's a very structural four directions. We need the I, we need the individual, but at the same time, we can't be so individual, Aries, that we lose the ability to see things from other people's perspectives. We lose the ability to accommodate, to negotiate, to find commonality, to socialize, to ask for help. And yet at the same time, because we just had an eclipse in Libra, and we in this what's called the South Node, the moon is in Libra, the past, the South Node is where we have to do some work. We can't be so reliant on other people or so accommodating to other people that we forget what we want, what we need. And so this eclipse, especially the one on April 8th and going forward, is a time to really affirm your desire, affirm your needs, your wants, to stand up on your own two feet and go after something. So this is, tension that's happening, but, as I said in the introduction earlier, we have a lot of energy in Pisces. So Pisces, water sign, past, memory, feelings, emotion, transmission, transportation, meaning transportation from one stage of our life to the next, from one heartbeat to the next. So there's a lot of, again, richness in these eclipses. And it's, eclipses are my go-to, or some of my go-tos in my astrology toolbox, because they tell me without fail what times of the coming year, so in this case 2024, will we expect change and transition. And that next period after April, March and April, would be September and October, because those are our next eclipse seasons this year. Something to add is that sometimes we need a trigger, we need a planet that activates the eclipse energies, and this is something that we'll continue to talk about. But at the end of April, Mars, there's that planet again, it rules Aries, it goes into Aries on April 30th. And so it'll spend all of May activating the eclipses. And so it may mean that it's really May when we see this energy of new beginnings. And sorry, I'm just making this go away. This energy of new beginnings and taking action and moving forward. And it may also mean that May is a very busy month for us as well. So, when I was looking at the astrology of this week, I was like, wait, it's just the eclipse. There's really nothing else going on, no major aspects, which maybe that's exactly what we need, because an eclipse is enough. We don't need a lot of other different aspects. We are coming up to Mercury retrograde starting on April 1st. We've got a week, and maybe you don't know, but hopefully by now you know that I'm not one of those astrologers that freaks out too much by Mercury retrograde, because all planets except for the sun and the moon turn retrograde. It's just that Mercury does it more often than the others. That's why it's got a little bit of a reputation. But if you need to, stay one foot ahead of Mercury retrograde, then this is your week to really organize, to sort of assess, to make a plan B, sort of strategize. Because that's the thing about a retrograde, is that it gives us the ability to be more intuitive as opposed to being active. So maybe that's what we need for an eclipse season. Maybe that's what we need with the Aries solar eclipse on April 8th, is that we're not sort of rushing forward. We have Mercury retrograde that gives us the ability to pump the brakes a little bit, to feel instead of act, to assess, to analyze instead of just be quick and quick thinking. Because typically Mercury in Aries is very quick thinking, for better or for worse, and it likes to rush ahead. And maybe it will have a lot of energy to sort through as we go into April, but my eye is really on that Mars-Saturn conjunction of April 14th, because I'm just like, how does this really, you know, Mars and Saturn are pretty heavy-duty energy, and so it really puts a big focus, energetically speaking, in the middle of April. So that said, that's your week. You know, when we look at the astrology of March 25th through March 31st, the moon is in Libra at the start of the week. We just had a lunar eclipse, 5 degrees of Libra. It was at 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so 12 a.m. Los Angeles. It brings us into a Libra moon even into Tuesday, and then by Wednesday, the moon goes into Scorpio. Scorpio is kind of an interesting player in all of this because Libra is so much about connection and relationship and socialization and compromise and consensus. And then Scorpio really gets to the beating heart of things. You know, relationships are just relationships. Without Scorpio, the next sign over, relationships then bring us into themes around intimacy, vulnerability, trust, power, control. And we're going to have, you know, Mars, there's that planet again, it rules Scorpio, rules Aries, rules Scorpio, pulling the energy of the Scorpio moon to all four planets in Pisces. We are going to have a very emotional midweek. I'm just sort of giving you all a heads up. Emotional Pisces Scorpio energy typically is very self-reflective, really getting into psychological and emotional themes. And with the Pisces, again, it highlights that need to find compassion, to forgive, to let go, to make space for new things. And then by Friday, the moon is in. So it's really the moon that's driving the narrative this week. The moon goes into Sagittarius on Friday, March 29th, and it's in Sagittarius throughout the weekend. So Sag is a fire sign, so we're going to have a fire moon, fire sun. It's going to be more of that kind of fast-moving, quick energy into the weekend. Maybe that's a good thing that we have Jupiter and Taurus helping us to stay anchored, but at the same time, we are very focused by the weekend on what's of value, what's important, what's real, what's true, looking out to the world, trying to make sense of things, looking inward, trying to find truth and meaning. So that is your look at the astrology of March 25th through 31st, 2024. Let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so you are a little bit in the hot seat at the moment. So you just had a lunar eclipse in Libra, and this is in your seventh sign of partnerships. And of course, every Aries is in a different place in their life. Some of you all are in committed long-term relationships. Some of you are single. But here's the thing, we're all human beings and we need connection. We need relationship. We need socialization. So this is a spotlight on not just the most important relationships in your life, but it's also a spotlight on connection and socialization. This eclipse does play off of the eclipse from October 14th. So these are sort of two moments in time roughly linked. And it's to see if you see any, see any commonality between these two times in your life. For some of you, it is a need to make a decision about a relationship, to put things into focus, to make a commitment, to make a left or a right, an up or a down. Lunar eclipses are typically very event-oriented and or they provoke, meaning it's two people in a relationship, there's some ambiguity, and then the eclipse sort of puts things right into focus. Or two people, they want to get in a serious relationship, and the eclipse sort of really talks about that next step up. Or two people, it's not a romantic partnership, it's just a connection, and there's something that really punctuates the time about that connection. The energy of the eclipse pulls over to Saturn, Neptune, Venus, and Mars, all in your 12th. So there's a little bit of some heavy emotionality. For some people, it is heavy emotions. It is sort of you're in a space of transition, you're in a space of letting go. Maybe for some, there's grief coming up or something from past relationships that's sort of getting in the way. For some of you, it's neither. It's to really keep your heart open, to have relationship in your life that actually is emotionally and even spiritually fulfilling. But with Saturn really in the mix with all the eclipses, there's something about this time. It's going to be very individualistic and specific to you, where there are themes about commitment, setting boundaries, getting very clear, but also looking at the spiritual side of things as an addition to your worldly life. Taurus, so Venus is your planet, and so it's presently over in Pisces, and Venus actually really loves Pisces. It's called an exaltation, but that's a whole other technical topic. But for you, especially into next week, you know, Venus will change signs on April 1st. So for this week, Venus is in a sign where it talks about unconditional love, it talks about beauty, it talks about big-heartedness. But it's also in a sign that really points you towards the future. You're looking ahead, you're looking outward. Where am I going? What am I doing? Like, what's my hopes and my dreams and my wishes for the future? On another level, this is a time, at least this week, this will start to change next week, is to focus on friends and community and maybe get into these bigger themes about value and worth. Keep in mind, and I probably spoke about this last week, Saturn is in the same sign as Venus, and Saturn is in a sign that it has been since last year that speaks about your community. It speaks about friendship. Last week and this week, these are times, especially with the eclipses, to get very clear about who your friends are, who your community is, to make that time, to make that commitment, and to make that investment, not just in other people, but maybe a social issue or social cause that is very close to your heart. Maybe with these eclipses, especially with Libra being a sign of volunteering and service, there's also a big element of service in your experiences right now. For some, this may be a time to look at health and wellness, whether it's how you take care of your physical body, your physical being, or even how you take care of your emotional body and emotional being. But there is a bigger shift next week because Venus will go into Aries, and it's going to prepare you for sort of the bigger changes, even if they're internal and spiritual, that will happen with the eclipse on April 8th. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet, and so maybe you heard me say in my introduction is that Mercury is about to turn retrograde. So let's just back up for a second. Where's Mercury right now? It's in Aries. And Aries is a very hot and fast and wants to move, it wants to take action. But Mercury's starting to slow down. And so this happens every 3 months, so it's no big deal. It's sort of this reminder that we all have to go through, but more so you, is that life can't always be, you know, move forward. We can't always think without feeling. We need to learn to trust our intuition more. We need to balance out sort of how we take action with our ability to sort of to look within, to go inward, and to analyze and assess which way is right for us. Is it, do we take action this way? Do we take action that way? So that said, you know, pay attention, especially as we go into the beginning of next week, because Mercury will turn retrograde on the 1st of April. Where are you at? Where do you feel the energies of Mercury retrograde in your life? Mercury is in a sign where we will see an eclipse on April 8th. So you're kind of in the mix. Aries for you is a sign that talks about your friends, your community. It talks about the future. It talks about your hopes and dreams. And maybe it's also about your social circle or getting involved in volunteering, but it's for you to see, like, how is this coming up in your life right now? I would say that there's some sort of process of you retracing your steps that's happening throughout April, and where you need to, or rather maybe you thought the future was going to be one way, but maybe you're realizing it's going to be another way. or maybe you need to reassess the direction that you are taking your life in. Because Aries for you represents a very big picture sign. It's not about you, I, individual. It's about us, we, collective. But that said, the lunar eclipse that was on, or today, highlights something about the self and identity and creativity, talents, gifts, and abilities. And so how do you share the best of yourself with the world? And more importantly, because Venus, the ruler, is in your career sign along with Saturn, like, how do you take the best of you and your talents, gifts, and abilities and put them into your professional life? And maybe this is a time to really release something into the world. Yes, in spite of Mercury retrograde, but there's just so much stuff going on in your career sign, because Pisces is your career sign, that I would just sort of do my due diligence and just sort of, you know, retrace your steps and cross your T's and dot your I's, just to make sure that, you know, because you're in a very public place with these eclipses, that people are seeing, you know, the right thing that they need to see. With Saturn very much in the mix, the bar is set higher for you, Gemini. And with that in mind, you have to sort of be in your integrity. You have to show up. You have to honor your duties and responsibilities. I realize that doesn't sound very glamorous, but that's sort of this time frame that you're in. In spite of the eclipses, there's this bigger story that's happening where it's like taking yourself, taking talent seriously, but also, what do you want to be when you grow up? And there's, you know, you're in this period that takes you into the beginning of 2026, where it's really building and constructing not just your professional life, but sort of the place of your life that's really going to take you into the future. So maybe Mercury, which is ahead of all of this, you're sort of looking ahead and sort of trying a lot of different variables, and that's going to really impact how you organize your career, especially after April. Cancer. So the moon is your planet, and you just had an eclipse today on the 25th of March, and it's at 5 degrees of Libra. And it just so happens that Libra is your sign of home and family. This is a very dynamic time for you, Cancer. These eclipses, they're not in your sign, but in a way they connect to you because they involve the moon, and the moon is your planet. But they talk about these two major planets in your astrology, which is Libra, sign of home and family for you. It's the base and foundation of your life, but also your career. All of this is in advance of a pretty powerful eclipse that's going to happen on April the 8th in your sign of career. Career means different things to different people. And for some, it is a career change, especially going into the next couple of months. For others, it's a recognition. You get more duties and responsibilities. But we also have to look. This eclipse on April 8th, and even the eclipse that's happening today, is pointing towards something called your ninth. The ninth in anybody's astrology, but in your case, there's four planets in your ninth sign at the moment, Pisces. There's something very philosophical, existential about this time. And here's the thing. The ninth is very subjective. What do you believe in? What do you stand for? Well, you can't, that's not tangible. And what you believe in and what you stand for may be very different than somebody else in your life or somebody else in your community. It's not to create separateness. It's just we all have to figure out how we see things, how we see the world, of course, to be flexible. But you're in this time where it's really through this philosophical lens where you're really building something around faith. Maybe not the faith of religion, but to really put yourself into the world in a way that is in alignment with your truth and values. And because of the eclipse that's on April 8th, maybe there's something about your professional life or the direction or even the role that you play in the world that is not in alignment with something. But that maybe that's the case for some of you. Maybe that's not the case for everybody. It's for you to see if that's true for you. And so there might need to be a recalibration so that the role that you occupy in the world is in alignment with your convictions. It's in alignment with what you think is right and what you think is wrong, and in alignment with your integrity. It doesn't have to be capital T truth, but it's what is your truth. So while career is very concrete, it's the title after your name, it is the duties and responsibilities that you carry in the world, even if you are 80 years old. We all have duties and responsibilities at different stages of our life, but it's also to make sure that we're in integrity with ourselves. We are sort of in the value of what we want to be in the world. But like I said, it's very subjective. It's for you to see how that's relevant to your life. Nevertheless, the moon through Libra, which is home and family, then it gets into Scorpio by the middle of the week, and it really gets into these themes about creativity, self-expression, identity. And then you close out the week with the moon in Sagittarius. That takes you into a weekend where it may actually be very, very busy, need to get organized, need to get things done, and also focus on your health and wellness. Leo, so the sun is your planet, so every month it goes into a new zodiac sign. It just so happens that your planet right now is in Libra. Your planet right now is in Aries, and Aries is something called your ninth sign. Aries season for you is a time on some level for you to explore, for you to get out of the house, for you to travel, sometimes to travel to a different country. Maybe it's not physical travel, maybe exploration is coming through education, maybe you're reading all the books, maybe you're getting very philosophical. But it's a time for you to get very big picture, but I'd say more importantly, to delve into these very subjective themes about truth, meaning, faith, convictions. What do you stand for? What do you think is true? Keep in mind that Aries season and even the eclipses are pointing over to something called your eighth. There's a lot of planets in your eighth house at the moment. If you don't know what the eighth house is, here's the quick synopsis. In our astrology, and this is true for everybody, there is a space that represents a space where we need to transform, where we need to face ourselves, where we need to look within. And usually the stock way of explaining it to other people is that imagine a life where everything is the same. Imagine a life where you never examine yourself. Do you grow? No. So there's always a time in our life, and sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's a couple of years. We have to do that deep inner work. This is true for all Leos, but you know, depending on who you are, you have a lot of rich inner, you've already done a lot of rich inner work. Maybe this is, you're completely at the beginning of this. And so how does this eclipse really talk about the faith to go inward, to discover something that's very personal to you, maybe even private to you, that helps you to reshape the way that you see the world, or even to open up your eyes? The path from the eighth to the ninth is you go through this process of self-examination and even having to confront yourself, and that is, there's an alchemy in that process that then brings you to a space, the ninth, that is about wisdom and knowledge. How do you get wisdom and knowledge? You have to go through the eighth. So it's a little bit of a heavy time, Leo. Normally a sign that likes to keep it light and fun, or a sign that likes to really express itself and to take that spark within and to put it into things. But there's a lot of soul searching at the moment, and maybe you're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, which way am I going, which way am I not going. But don't skip the inner examination, because there's a lot of rich material for you to discover that will then help you to bring that into the ninth, so that you can either make your world bigger, make your sense of faith and truth and meaning bigger, and to maybe even see things differently. Oh, let me add, Leo, the lunar eclipse that we just had, it's highlighting this axis in your astrology that's very much about communication, ideas, information. publishing, writing, education, and on a surface level, these themes might be very highlighted in your life right now. Virgo, so Mercury is your planet and it's coming up for a retrograde. So yes, it's that time of year again. I think we had a Mercury retrograde last in December. I can't remember, but Mercury retrograde happens every 3 months. Here's the thing, life can't always move forward. We have to go back, we need to analyze, we need to reflect, we need to sort. It is the natural dance of life. The tide goes in, the tide goes out. What is Aries for you? Aries is something called your eighth sign. That's where Mercury is right now. I can't remember when Mercury went into Aries, but this has been a little bit of an emotional and possibly even a psychological time for you. Over the period of the retrograde, and we will kind of talk about this again next week, it is a need to retrace your steps and retrace your steps emotionally, psychologically, getting into themes around vulnerability, trust, power, and control. There is a process of emotional and maybe even spiritual alchemy that is happening, and on some level you need to have the courage and bravery to go within. With the eclipse on April 8th, and even with the lunar eclipse that we're having today, it's getting into themes around trust. Can I open up to another person? Vulnerability. There's definitely a lot of emphasis right now on relationships in your astrology. If it's not just relationships, it's also money and finance, because traditionally speaking, the 8th and the 2nd are these two spaces to talk about income, assets, finance, and even the estate. That's the thing. I'm being a Scorpio for a second. It's that at the end of our life, the stuff stays here. The money stays here. We can't take it with us. So that's the estate. And so whether you are planning for your future, you're meeting with a financial advisor, or you're looking at an inheritance, you know, maybe something about your own estate, and what have you, that might be one of the ways in which this eclipse plays out. That said, really look to relationships at the moment. There's probably a very big story. Why do I say that? Because Saturn is in your seventh sign of relationships. It'll be in your seventh sign of relationships even into the beginning of 2026. So it is a time to really build connection and relationship with people, and maybe with a lot of the money stuff being activated at the moment, to pull finance, assets, and resources with another person, even if it's not a romantic partner. We can always sort of create wealth through other avenues. But this is a time to build connection, to put relationships in order, maybe to make a commitment, as scary as that is, or to also step away from a relationship. Libra, you are in the spotlight, Libra. So you just had a lunar eclipse in your sign on March 25th at 5 degrees of Libra. So if you were born within the first, you know, 5 days, and I would say, gosh, I gotta do some quick math. If you're born at the end of September, pay attention, because you have an eclipse on your sun. Here's conventional wisdom. When we have an eclipse in our sign, you did back on October 14th, it is a dynamic time in your life. Of course, not every last Libra or Libra rising is living their life at a 10 at the moment. It's going to be very personal to you, but I can sort of rattle off a list in my head of Libra risings who became parents for the first time, who made major moves, who got married. And I'm sort of using those as an example because eclipses mark the major milestones for life. Even if it's not marriage or a child, it could be a move. It could be something else. It's for you to see where is the pivot point happening in your life right now, and how does that connect to maybe themes from October and maybe even themes from last April, because we had that first eclipse in Aries on April 20th. That said, all of this is a prelude to the eclipse that we're going to have in Aries on April 8th. Aries is a relationship sign. So it's not just about you and sort of, you know, the spotlight on you and maybe taking action, moving forward, new beginnings, renewal, but also a time that's about relationship and new relationship milestones in your life. All of this energy points towards the six, which either talks about needing to accommodate somebody else, needing to negotiate, needing to take care of somebody else. Maybe there's elements of partnership, service to other people. Maybe there's something about health and wellness and all of this. It's going to be depending on the person. Oh, wait, let me step back to Libra. So when Venus, your planet, will change signs next week, we'll talk about this next week, it will go into Aries. So I think that really things are going to start to move fast in your life in starting April and even into May, because Mars will go into Aries. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet, and it's currently hanging out with a lot of planets in Pisces. So at present, we have four planets in Pisces, including Mars, your planet. One of the other planets that's alongside you at the moment is Saturn. Think back to March of 2023. So yes, a year ago. That was the month that Saturn went into Pisces. And Pisces just happens to be what's called your fifth sign. So you are in a three-year period, of which this will come to a conclusion in February 2026, yes, 2 years from now, where you need to take yourself and take your talents seriously. I feel like I said that to a client recently, and they're like, what does it mean to take yourself and take your talents seriously? Like, you, there's only one you on this planet Earth. In fact, there is only one you in all 13.8 billion years of the age of the universe. And sometimes we forget that. And that's not to mean that we're better than. It's not to say, oh, my dad's on the live. Hi, Dad. It's not to say that we're better than, but it's to really connect to what is it that only you can do. What is your talent, gift, and ability? Even if it's making dinner, even if it's organizing your sock drawer, because there's something that only you can do. And the fifth is the place where we take that spark within, and we put it into something. For some Scorpios, this is a time that's about children and even pregnancy. Of course, that's not going to be a relevant example for everybody. So with that in mind, how with these eclipses, because they do talk about service and work and projects, and for some Scorpios, it's health and wellness and needing to shed something from the past. But with that in mind, how do you take the best of you and put it into the things that you love? Put it into service, put it into helping other people. How do you take the best of you and see it as a gift? And maybe it's a little spiritual, but like, this is a gift from God or source, creator, whatever you want to call it. And it needs to be shown. It needs to be shared. So it's not as a concrete time. I mean, Saturn's very concrete, and it's to see how you feel going into April when you have the Mars Saturn conjunction. But the eclipse, you know, that's on in Libra, Libra is what's called your 12th sign. So there's something about this eclipse that's really putting the spotlight on endings, transitions, letting go. And then we have the Aries eclipse on April 8th. It's a need to organize, put things in order, sort of take care of your day-to-day life. You know, I said this last week, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it more, because it's an ongoing theme. Scorpio, you're at the beginning of a major, massive shift in your life. It's such a small incremental shift, but a big shift, that it's like we can't quite see it as it's happening. But I feel when you go back and you look at the 2023-2024 timeframe, you will see the start of a major shift in your life. And so maybe with the energy of the eclipses, it's time to really prepare and do a lot of the practical preparing, but also the internal, emotional, and spiritual preparing for the next big arc of your life. Sagittarius. So Jupiter is your planet. You hear me say this every week, and it is coming up to the end of its time in Taurus. Even though you're not really in the mix of the eclipse, you know, Aries for you is something called your fifth sign of creativity, self-expression, joy, passion, children, pregnancy. And then this eclipse that we had today, March 25th, is in your 11th sign of friends, community, social networks, groups, social issues, social causes, fairness, equity, justice. I know, a lot of big themes. But these two signs, they really talk about the self and your role in the world. But here's the thing, both these eclipses, and I realize the April 8th one is 2 weeks away, point to a part of your chart that talks about home and family. There is presently four planets in Pisces. Pisces forms the base and foundation of your astrology. So we've got Mars, we've got Venus, but more importantly, we have Saturn, and to be fair, Neptune, but Neptune's been there since 2011, 2012. So Neptune's a little bit over here at the moment. But Saturn, it's part of this three-year chapter that takes you into the beginning of 2026. Where home and family, whether you make a move, whether it's time to settle down, whatever that means to you, whether you start a family, whether you put a lot of focus on your family, you have to take care of a parent, that's a big focus in your astrology at the moment. So there's something about, with these eclipses, about looking towards the future with the Libra eclipse and even the eclipse in 2 weeks, it talks about you and your identity and your creativity and maybe even children. That is all centered on the base and foundation of your life. Maybe it's not the home, literally, but it's to really come into yourself. It's to really make your home, to make your anchor. It is to nourish yourself with the things that light you up and give you joy and give you passion. Life is very short. And I know I've said this before and many, many times, but the second half of the year is going to be very different for you, Sagittarius, because Jupiter will go into Gemini at the end of May. It's a very different ball game. And it's about things getting real and getting serious and trying to put things in order. So in the meantime, look towards the future. Strategize. Sort of, what do you want to bring into your life? What do you want to make real and concrete? For anything to become real, it first has to be a vision. That's just the way it works. So use this eclipse to do so, to really vision, and to vision the type of future that you want to create, a year, 5 years. Of course, we have to be adaptable. And then use this energy of the eclipses to really anchor something in and start to make it real. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. It's still in Pisces. We got until February 2026, so it's a bit of a long grind. But there's a lot of stuff happening in Pisces at the moment, and Saturn is in the same sign as three other planets. Two of them are what are called the rulers of the eclipses. So the energy of the eclipses is pointing towards Pisces, and it's pointing to the same sign that your planet is located in. So in a roundabout way, Capricorn, you are really highlighted with these eclipses. Pisces for you is a few things. It's your sign of voice and communication. Whether that's a literal statement, you need to really focus on how you speak and how you listen, how you learn, the choices that you're making, how you value your mental faculties, your education, or your ability, voice, to take you, and there's only one you on planet Earth, and to put it into everything that you say. Pisces is also, and I said choice, because choice is really important. We have to weigh our options. We need to figure out, we need to intuit, because Pisces is a very intuitive sign, what is the right direction? What is the right path? That said, the Libra eclipse that we just had put the spotlight in your career. This is a thread back to the solar eclipse of October 14th of last year, 2023. And these, you know, the eclipse that we just had today, March 25th, are connected. Your career, whether that literally means your professional life, or for some people, they don't have a career per se, they have a, but we all have duties and responsibilities. We all have a place that we're in the world. So whatever role that you play in the world, it's in the spotlight right now. That the Libra for you is a very public sign. So you're in the spotlight. Maybe you're using your voice in a public setting. Maybe you're trying to put your ideas out there. And all of this is in advance of the eclipse in 2 weeks. And that's going to be in April, on April 8th, in your sign of Aries, home and family. So Libra Aries are like the backbone in your astrology. When we have a lot of activity in that part of the chart, life is turning. Life is shifting. You're going into something new. And with that in mind, maybe that's where the third, Pisces, comes into play, where you need to be very strategic. You need to really weigh your options. You need to listen to yourself, and everything always in the highest integrity. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet, and it's in Pisces. It'll be in Pisces until February of 2026. Bit of a long haul, but that's just how Saturn works. It spends 3 years in each of the 12 zodiac signs. So yes, 30 years for all the zodiac. So this is a lot of concentration in your second sign, money and income. This means different things to different Aquariuses. That said, we are all, you know, we live in a material world. We need, you know, roof over our head. We need money in the bank. We need resources. We need food. These are the basics. So that's something that we all share regardless of where we are in the world. Now, of course, money, like, do I need this? Do I need that? That part is you. So for some of you, it is about the basics. I need to make sure I have my basics covered. For some of you, it's like my basics are solid. I want to really create a stable life, or even create a life that is comfortable for myself. And maybe you're doing a lot of spending, a lot of investments, purchasing things like property, homes. But I think with Saturn also in this space, and Neptune and now Venus and Mars is there too, it's whatever you are choosing in your life, it is to be in alignment with your values. It's to be in alignment with what's true to your heart. It's not just to make money. It's to do it in a way that actually connects to you. Because Pisces, which is where all this energy is happening, is a very subjective sign. It's what's in my heart, what's in my spirit, and what's in my soul. That said, the eclipse that's happening or happened today in your ninth of faith, truth, meaning, looking out into the world, opening up your eyes to something bigger. For some, it's about travel and exploration. For some, it's about education. For some, it's about getting your ideas out there, publishing. For some, it's philosophical. For some, it's even about religion. But the ninth is where, which is where this eclipse is, it's maybe you need to make a decision that's true to your values, whether it's your spiritual values, whether it's your material values, and really aligning your life with something. Because, you know, this is the last eclipse that we will see in Libra. There will be the eclipse in Aries. Wait, that's not true. We'll have an eclipse in Libra in October. But this is a time that's so much about the world and your curiosity and how you see the world, but also faith and truth and meaning. And there's just something, especially with these eclipses, with all the energy pointing back towards the second, is that you need to get very real and concrete about something and make a commitment. Finally, Pisces. Pisces, so even though it's not your season anymore, I mean, the sun has moved on to Aries, it left Pisces on March 19th, but there's still a lot of stuff that's going on in Pisces at the moment. In fact, as I record this and as we have our first eclipse, we have four planets in Pisces, your sign. I think it's important to look at some bigger umbrella comments. Number one, you know, Saturn has been in your sign since March of 2023. It won't leave your sign until February 2026. What's Saturn? You are in a period of your life, and this means different things to different Pisces, but nevertheless, it's about stepping up, standing in new roles of duties and responsibilities. I know, not very glamorous. It's a time when you need to really individuate, stand on your own two feet, rely upon yourself, be the adult, be the parent. Again, it means different things to different Pisces. But sometimes when Saturn is in our sign, we really feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. That's the bigger macro thing. And then we have Venus, we have Mars, And Venus is what you love, what you value, what you, you know, your ability to negotiate and compromise. It's also a planet that talks about your voice and how you speak and listen and communicate. Maybe you have to really say important things now. Maybe you need to say no. Maybe you need to say yes. Maybe you need to honor your commitments. Mars is here as well. Mars is a little bit of a blustery addition to your sign. It sort of, you know, forges you to take action. It's provocative. You know, maybe Venus is helping you to temper your words at the moment, maybe not just fly off the handle. There is an element of needing to be the diplomat with these eclipses, to negotiate, to say the right thing, to say the adult thing. I'm sure, of course you would, Pisces. But there's a lot of focus, not just on you and these eclipses, but this focus on your voice and how you speak and how you communicate. The, you know, there's the, you still have Jupiter and what's called your third voice and communication. That said, the Libra eclipse that we just had today, it's in something called your eighth. The eighth sign of anybody's zodiac, but in your case, Libra, it's a space, it's a sign that's meant to test you. It's meant to get you to look at yourself, to look within. So as this energy really points towards you, because four planets in Pisces, including Venus and Mars and Saturn, you might have to stand up for something, or at least like stand on your own two feet. And that may come from a sense of internal confrontation with yourself, or needing to look within, or needing to look at sort of these, you know, deeper psychological things. And maybe it's bringing up a lot of fear. Like, can I do this? Can I really go after what I want? Can I really, you know, stand on my own two feet? Can I be the leader? But it's to really sit with whatever the emotional process that's coming up. The eclipse that'll be in 2 weeks talks about money and income, your material life, your material stability, material security. Even the eclipse that we have today in Libra also talks about money and finance. So there, in addition to everything that I've just said, there might be something about money, purchasing something, investing in something, taxes, debt, wealth, financial planning, even estate planning, and even other people's estates. It's to see, of course, how that is relevant to you. But with a lot of Mars and Saturn energy, this might be a big time in your life, which is kind of ironic considering that the eclipses are not even in your sign in a way that really indirectly put the spotlight on you. So that is your look at the astrology of this week, March 25th through 31st, 2024. Happy eclipses. You can always get the big 2.5 hour deep dive into the eclipses. I did that webinar last week on the 21st. You can still get the recording. It's still relevant. We got one more eclipse, and really these eclipses are about a 18-month story that takes us from 2023 the beginning of 2025. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can book a consultation with me. I know many of you are my clients. Where is this eclipse showing up for you? I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. You can sign up for my newsletter. And I appreciate each and every one of you, and I wish you all a wonderful eclipse season. So till then, take care. Bye-bye.